This is the news in brief from the United Nations. As cases of COVID-19 infection continue to climb, UN Health Agency Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus repeated on Thursday his warning that some countries are not doing enough to combat the disease. On Wednesday, the World Health Organization Director General announced that the outbreak could be described as a pandemic. Almost 125,000 cases have been reported from around 120 countries. The number of cases reported outside China in the past 2 weeks has increased almost 13-fold. Speaking in Geneva, the WHO chief insisted that all countries had lessons to share about how to prevent infections, save lives, and minimize the impact of the disease. He insisted that the agency was playing its part with more than 176,000 people enrolling in COVID-19 training courses on the Open WHO online platform. Mr. Ghebreyesus also said that more than $440 million had been pledged to support WHO's Strategic Preparedness and Response Plan appeal. This prioritizes support for countries with weak health systems and significant gaps in preparedness. Yemen is at a critical juncture, the UN Special Envoy for the country told the Security Council on Thursday. Speaking via video link, Martin Griffiths said that the combatants will either move towards de-escalation or greater violence, which would make the path to the negotiating table more arduous. Since 2014, Houthi rebels have been fighting the internationally recognized government and their allies for control of Yemen. Mr. Griffiths said that the most alarming military escalation has taken place in Al-Jawf, the governorate east of the Houthi-held capital city, Sana'a. He expressed concern that the surge in fighting may trigger conflicts in other governorates, which would drag Yemen into a new and irresponsible cycle of violence. The UN envoy underscored that thousands of families had been displaced by the recent fighting and are in critical need of shelter and assistance. He reiterated that indiscriminate attacks on civilians are unlawful and reprehensible, and urged them to exercise maximum restraint. In a bid to stop the fighting, Mr. Griffiths said he'd visited the latest conflict zone northeast of Sana'a to hear the concerns there.
I heard from the people in Marib a strong demand for peace, but not a peace that would be dictated from a position of military dominance. I wish to be very clear, there is no justification for military escalation in Marib. Marib must not become the next epicenter of Yemen's tragic conflict.
The release of a high-profile critic of the Bolivian government was welcomed on Thursday by a UN rights panel after calling his detention arbitrary and in violation of fundamental human rights. The development comes days after the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention said the mayor of the city of Cochabamba, Jose Maria Leyes, had been held after a trial replete with violations of due process guarantees. Elected in 2015, Mr. Leyes denounced the government's alleged attacks on the opposition as ongoing political persecution in the country, the UN panel said in Geneva. He became a target of persecution and the government of recently ousted President Evo Morales and faced more than a dozen criminal complaints, independent rights experts said. In a ruling, they declared that his trial had not been impartial and independent and that the executive branch had unduly interfered with the judiciary. Liz Scafidi, UN News.